Zogt die Mishnah weiter, Masech des Sanhedrin, Perik Vav, Mishnah Beis. Hoye Rachoik, when he was at a distance, mi Beis Haskila, from the place that they would stone him, the special Beis Haskila, was like a special structure. Ke Eser Amos, about 10 Amos, in other words, he was 10 Amos away, an Amos about 2 feet. Oimrim Loi, they say to him, Hisvada. Say Vidui, do tshuva. Why didn't they wait mamish for the last minute? Because they were scared. Then he was going to be too nervous. He won't be able to say vidui. Shekein derech hamumasin. That's the derech of all those that were about to face Misas Bezin Misvadin. They would say vidui. Vidui means to confess. Shekola misvada. Anyone who is zoicha to say vidui, yesh loy chelik. Liyolam haba. Yesh a chelik to oylam haba. Shekein metzinu. This is what we find. Be'ochan. Achan was Chayiv Misa. If you learned Yehoshua, you'll remember that when Klal Yisrael began to take over Eretz Yisrael and they destroyed the city of Yericho, they weren't allowed to take any of the spoils, anything that was found there. And Achan took some things for himself. Now what had happened was, Yeshua was coming with his army, and they lost the battle. During the war, the Yidden got very scared. The Pasuk says 36 Yidden were killed, but really, the Gemara darshins, it was just Yoreh ben Menashe, who was Shokel, who was equal to Roiv of the Sanhedrin. Roiv of the Sanhedrin is 36. But it was a bazillion. The Yidden went running away. And Yeshua ripped his clothes, and he fell before the Aron. And the Ziknei Yisrael put afar, earth, on their heads. And Yeshua said, Hashem, what's happening over here? You had us cross the Yarden to be killed in war? Why were we so frightened that we turned around and we ran? And the other Canaanim are going to hear this. They're going to say, oh, you see the Jews? They're scared. Shem said to Yeshua, why are you falling on your face? The Yidden sinned. I told them not to take from the Cherem, from the spoils. It has to be removed. So they made a Goyrel. Who did it? And the Goyrel fell on Shevet Yehuda. Then it was which family? In Shevet Yehuda, it came out to Mishpachas Hazarchi. And then, the girl fell on Achan. And Yeshua said to Achan, Vayomer Yeshua el Achan, this is in Kapitel Zion, Pasuk Yotes, Bini, Simna Kavi Lashem Elokei Yisrael, V'sen Loi Saida, admit, V'hagit Noli, Ma Asisa, Al Techachet Mimen. And then he admitted and he described what he took. And they found it, and he was given skila. The story is really much longer. If you want to look up maybe the Yalkut Me'amloyez and the Midrashim, it's a very, very important lesson. But what is Nogeya our Mishnah? After Yeshua said that to him, admit, Vayan Ochanes Yeshua, Vayomer, he said, Amna, in truth, Anoichi Chatasi, I have sinned. V'chazayis, and this is what I have done. The Gemara explains, when he said Anoichi Chatasi, he was referring to what he took now. When he continued V'chazayis, he was also misvadi, he said vidui, on previous times that he helped himself to things that he wasn't supposed to. Now the Batanura explains, normally, a person never gets Misas Bezin when he was Moida on his own, it's only through Edom. But this was a Hiroes Shad, that was a one-time event. Umenayin, Shekipa Loi Vidui, from where do we know that Achan's Vidui Taker Borama Kapara, Ritaka went to Olam Haba. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Yeshua, Ma achartanu, why did you ruin us? Yakarcha Hashem v'yoyim hazeh. Hashem shall do the same for you on this day. Hayoyim hazeh ata achar. On this day you are ruined. But really that was a bracha. Hayoyim hazeh ata achar. On this day, down here in this world. But in the world to come, you will not be ruined. Once you're going to have your kapara now, you will be zaycha to olam haba. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Ve'im eina yedei al hisvades. If this person about to get Misas Bezin doesn't know how to say vidui, the Rebbeinu Yohanan learns it means he doesn't remember his earlier sins. Amar lei, they say to him, Amar say, te misasi kapara al kala v'naisai. Let my death be a kapara for all my aveiros. So that's a general kind of a vidui. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im hayu yedeya shehu mezumim, if he knows that really He's innocent. The Edom lied. They weren't even there. Omer, he should say, Tei sasi. Let my death kapara be an atonement, be a kapara al kol avinaisai, on all my avedas, but chutz meyavin zeh, besides for this aveda, because this aveda I never did. In other words, we give him this chance to be able to maintain his innocence. Omer loi, so Chazal said to Rabbi Yehuda, im ken you kol adam omrim kach, so every person will say it. Kedei lenakei says atzma. He wants to make himself look innocent. And then the people will start saying, you see these dayanim, they kill innocent people. Therefore, we don't allow him to say this. He has to say vidui on all of his averis, including this aveda. Okay, so quickly chazring over, we learned. On the way to the Beis HaSkila, when they were about 10 ames away, they would say to this person that's about to get misa, say vidui. Vidui means to specifically spell out with your lips your chatoim. Because that's what a person is supposed to do. He should leave this world with tshuva. And then he has a chelek lo'elam haba. For this person that was over the Aveira, his kapara is a combination that Rambam explains. Of the fact that he's getting misa plus the tshuva. And we find this by Achen. Yeshua said to him, admit. You'll have olam haba. And he admitted. And how do we know that Itaka had a kapara? Because Yeshua said, you will be destroyed by Yom Hazeh. But not li olam haba. If he does not know how to say vidui, in other words, he doesn't remember all the chatoyim that he did, explains it Pharisee Israel. So say it in general, Tei misasi kapara al kol avinoisai. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if he feels that the thing was a bilbul on him, but the Edom lied so good that they weren't caught on the lie, so he should say, Tei misasi kapara al kol avinoisai, all my chatoyim, chutz me avinze, besides for this. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, every person will say that, because this way it'll look better, like he's an innocent person. And people will start saying, what does Bezin do? Look at all these innocent people that they're killing. So Memela, we don't allow him to say this.